Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're doing a review and a survey of the Biden administration's 100 days. Then we're going to look at what is taking place to go back and determine, did Biden truly win the election in November of 2020? Was the election stolen? Was it a coup to overthrow the constitutional republic called the United States of America? I believe it was a coup. I believe the election was stolen. And yet we're finding across the nation there's a move today to quiet anything that will be said in relationship to it being a stolen election. But before we get into the facts and the details about that, we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, what Biden has done in 100 days. Biden in 100 days has done more to destroy America than all of the presidents put together, including Obama and Jimmy Carter. And that's saying a mouthful. But Biden has done more in 100 days to undermine, tear down, destroy the fundamental foundation of the United States of America. And my Bible says in Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? If the foundations are destroyed, ladies and gentlemen, we have nothing to stand on. And our foundations are built and based on the Constitutional Republic, built and based on what we find in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. But he's issued between 75 and 80 executive orders. Most of them have been to tear down and destroy the faith and the family and the freedom that we have in America. We witnessed the total destruction of the southern border. And yet he said that he'd put Kamala Harris in charge of the border. And Kamala Harris now is saying that the real problem with the immigration, the real problem with those coming into the nation in such a large number, she says it's as a result of the LGBTQ persecution in those nations, Guatemala and otherwise. I don't know if you've heard that, don't know if you've read that, but Kamala Harris says that. This is her claim. Kamala Harris claims that violence against the LGBTQ people is the root cause of the immigration to America. This article reads, dated April the 28th, we've been told not infrequently that President Joe Biden and his administration plan to deal with illegal immigration by striking at the very root causes of the problem. You probably thought you were about to hear those things about joblessness, drug cartel, gang violence, government corruption, and those sort of things, given the Biden administration's belief that climate change is a part of every conversation. You could reliably throw that in here also. There's a bit more to it now, according to Vice President Kamala Harris, and wouldn't you know, those root causes just happened to hit upon a whole raft of liberal, literal talking points, including a claim that the violence against LGBTQ people is part of what's driving illegal immigrants from Central America coming into America. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that, I don't know that you have any foundation to make decisions on anything that you do in life. That's the claim that Kamala Harris is making now. But our borders have been eviscerated. We have had about 500,000 people come in that are illegals. And they say that before the end of the year, we'll have over 1 million illegals that have come across the border, will have come across the border, and nothing being done other than simply allowing them to be transported by federal dollars, taxpayer dollars, transporting across America. Ladies and gentlemen, Biden has called the confiscation of guns. He says that we, again, I state that he states that the Bill of Rights is not absolute, and he's already has introduced in the House. There's about 8 different gun bills. One, if passed, will make it almost impossible to purchase a gun. The other bills will make it impossible to purchase a gun based on the taxation. They're proposing, ladies and gentlemen, a taxation of 30% tax, a 30% sales tax on the purchase of a gun, and 50% sales tax on the purchase of any ammunition for your weapon. Ladies and gentlemen, that will be an infringement upon the Second Amendment. And my Second Amendment says, shall not be infringed upon. But ladies and gentlemen, he's looking at the Bill of Rights as being something that is vacillating and in flux and can be modulated, modified, or changed at his discretion. He's also pushing for the approval of H.R. 5. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, if you watched his speech last night, there were only 2 major bills that he named by number and name. That was H.R. 1, which is the forced federal election laws, and H.R. 5, which is called the Equality Act. Let's talk about H.R. 5 first. H.R. 5, called the Equality Act, is a sodomite, pervert, pedophile agenda. In that sodomite, pervert, pedophile agenda, the LGBTQ agenda, he said last evening in his speech, and we must pass the Equality Act. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been passed in the House. It is now languishing in the Senate. And if they remove the filibuster rule, they will pass the Equality Act, the H.R. 5, which will eviscerate, totally destroy your freedom and mine as Christians. I am passionate about this. I'm concerned about it because lest God intervenes, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see the Equality Act become law and not just legislation. It will make illegal anything that a pastor, preacher, teacher says from the pulpit or in any printed or any published material that's antithetical to, against anything that the sodomite LGBTQ agenda stands for. It will force every church to place on at disposal anybody that comes in might have an LGBTQ sodomite mindset and agenda. You cannot reject them for hiring for staff workers in a church, a religious organization, Christian college, Christian university. If it's Christian college, Christian university, or Christian church, and you have any type of health care coverage, you will be forced to pay for and carry abortion, transsexual surgeries would have to be covered, or you could be persecuted and prosecuted by the federal government. You could be fined up to $150,000 and put in prison for up to 25 years. Ladies and gentlemen, a Christian business would not be able to say no. You'd be forced to bake cakes. You'd be forced to have photography work for the sodomite weddings. And I could go on and on and on. And yet he was that H.R. 5, along with H.R. 1, the only 2 bills. He talked about a number of things, but those 2 bills he called by name and number that we, quote, must pass. He said, get them on my desk and I will sign them. Ladies and gentlemen, H.R. 5, the Equality Act, is literally an inequality act. It will absolutely make the LGBTQ community trump, I'm using that term correctly, trump anything that's called morals and ethics and values. And that term was used by Nancy Pelosi when she gleefully announced that it had been passed in the House. Ladies and gentlemen, it will not allow religious liberties to have any sway over being forced to submit to H.R. 5, the Equality Act. That's one of the accomplishments now that's on the fast track for the 100 days of Joe Biden. He's pushing H.R. 1. H.R. 1 is a bill that if it becomes law will federalize all elections in America. It will destroy states' rights. It will destroy each and every state having the authority over the election process. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden has been pushing for 100 days to destroy law enforcement. Law enforcement. To defund law enforcement. And that's happening on the fast track across America. Law enforcement departments across America, good, honest police officers are turning in their badges, turning in their weapons, turning in their credentials and saying, we don't want this job anymore. Multitudes by the thousands are retiring. By the thousands are simply saying, it's not worth the risk of my life and my family to remain in this job. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know what's taking place? We're literally watching the implosion of law enforcement state by state in America. And the long term that the Biden administration and the socialist, Marxist, communists that are in charge want to put in is a federal law enforcement agency. A federal law enforcement agency. Something very much like the United Nations blue helmeted police law enforcement group. That's what they want to see for the United States of America, so that local law enforcement will have no charge. The local citizens will have no say-so as to what kind of policing we would have and what's legal and what's illegal. We would put America under the United Nations on the criminal courts, if you will, from the United Nations, the International Criminal Court, rather than the local states and the local authorities having say-so. So that's what Joe Biden has accomplished in part for his first 100 days. His administration is pushing, ladies and gentlemen, though they say they're not, they say they're leaving it up to the states. But ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration is pushing a COVID pass. They're pushing, they're orchestrating and developing. They're working with IBM, just the same ones that did the Excelsior pass in the state of New York, that's now got the COVID pass in New York, where in order to get on a plane or train or Lyft or a Uber to travel any place, to go down the street or across the street, go into a restaurant, et cetera, you have to open your cell phone and let show the QR code so that it shows that you've been vaccinated. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, though Joe Biden is pushing the vaccination continually, saying that about 100 million have been vaccinated, that number is highly embossed. It is not that number, in my most humble opinion. And yet thousands upon thousands have died as a result of the COVID vaccination. But he's pushing for a COVID pass. That COVID pass will make it illegal for you, for me, anyone that is a non-vaxxer, that's refused the vaccination. It'll put us in the position of being minusculized and put in the corner of not being able to travel, not being able to buy, sell, or to do anything. Ladies and gentlemen, it's exactly what Revelation chapter 13 talks about in the future after the rapture of the church, where the lawless one, the man of sin, the Antichrist, as the Bible calls him, will be in charge and will know where every human being is located at any point in time across the globe, and will be able to continue to control every human being. Ladies and gentlemen, that's on the fast track in America today. During the 100 years of the Biden administration, every policing agency, every law enforcement agency from the federal standpoint, the FBI, the CIA, et cetera, they've all been involved in snitching on, following, surveilling every citizen of the United States of America, including, ladies and gentlemen, the United States Postal Services. Listen to this article. The Postal Service is running a covert operations program that monitors all American social media posts, end quote. That's the title. The law enforcement arm of the U.S. Postal Service has been quietly running a program that tracks and collects Americans' social media posts, including those about planned protests, according to the document obtained by Yahoo News. The work involves having an analyst trawl, T-R-A-W-L, trawl through social media sites to look for what the document describes as inflammatory postings, then sharing that information across all governmental agencies. This article states further, ladies and gentlemen, analysts with the United States Postal Service Internet Covert Operations Program monitored significant activities regarding planned protests occurring internationally and domestically on March the 20th, 2021, says the March 16 government bulletin marked as law enforcement sensitive and distributed through the Department of Homeland Security Fusion Centers. Location and time have been identified for those protests, which have been distributed online across multiple social media platforms that includes right-wing leaning Parler and Telegram accounts. Ladies and gentlemen, the U.S. Post Office, rather than delivering mail, you can't get mail delivered across town in less than 2 to 4 days. And yet at the same time, those same workers now are being used as federal snitches to go out and troll your social media and look at what you're saying and doing. In fact, they are now today, ladies and gentlemen, not just looking at social media, Facebook and other social media, but they're also now, in my most humble opinion, interceding in every transmission of email that you send. I have found on occasion after occasion after occasion where I'd send an email with sensitive data that I send to others to review and discover that it bounces back. It's not being allowed to go through simply because the subject line, I can take the subject line out, leave the subject line blank, or change the subject line, and it goes through. That tells me it's being filtered, it's being looked at, it's being monitored. And that's part of the success, if you want to call it that, of Joe Biden for the first 100 days. That's what's taking place now. And ladies and gentlemen, not only that, but he's introducing the e-currency. Under the Fed's money control, they're talking about now introducing it starting in July of this year with the e-currency, the Fed bit, the Fed coin, as it is called. And once they do that, ladies and gentlemen, every dime that you have, greenbacks will no longer have any value. It will simply change the total monetary system on a national basis, and it will go along with what's happening on an international level in relationship to the monetary system in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, it is absolutely going to be major, major, major difficulties for the future of Americans, because if you don't be the good boy, the good girl, as the federal government thinks you should be, just as in China today, they can, by the press of a button, simply cut off any funding that you have. And with the Fed coin, ladies and gentlemen, the electronic currency, whatever you buy, if it's a package of bubble gum, you can be traced and followed where you bought it, when you bought it, how much you spent. And that will be the way, ladies and gentlemen, with that same mechanism that the Antichrist will ultimately use in the last days after the rapture of the church going into the 7 years of tribulation. We're talking about the first 100 days of Joe Biden and the Biden administration. Ladies and gentlemen, they're using the FBI, the CIA, the IRS, and the post office to follow and to trace everything that is being done. Biden has now obligated Americans, taxpayers, for another $6 trillion in his three spending plans. Ladies and gentlemen, the total government spends about $4 trillion a year. He's obligated just the first 100 days, $6 trillion, and he's talking about increasing taxes on just the wealthy. Ladies and gentlemen, he says they're not raising taxes on anybody making less than $400,000 a year. But listen very carefully. If businesses are taxed, and he's talking about taxing at about 48%, ladies and gentlemen, if a business is taxed, they don't pay that tax out of pocket, out of the revenue, net revenue. It's passed on to the citizen. If this takes place as he is proposing, ladies and gentlemen, a loaf of bread in the next 1 year will run between $4 and $5. A tank of gas between $4 and $6. Everything that you spend will be dramatically increased. And yet people are talking about Biden is putting money in their pockets. Yes, it's free money to get people hooked on receiving Fed funds in order to make them pacifist and satisfied with the socialist, Marxist, Leninist, Maoist, communist agenda that the Biden administration has been rapidly introducing for the past 100 days. Biden is now funding the Islamic jihadist terrorist against Israel. Biden is now defunding any assistance, any support with the nation of Israel, and funding again by the hundreds of millions of dollars, the Palestinian Liberation Organization, as it is called, which are the Arabic Islamic jihadists that are out to destroy the nation of Israel. They are now funding terrorism again through their support of Iran, and Iran's on the fast track for a nuclear weapon. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just a little brief overview of what Joe Biden has accomplished, if you want to look at it and call it accomplishments in 100 days. Perhaps you ask the question, and you should be, why are they so hungry? Why are they so on such a fast track to dramatically change, alter, modify, and destroy our constitutional republic? One of the main rationales behind it, ladies and gentlemen, is the Biden cabal and all of those that's involved in motivating and pulling the strings for Joe Biden. All of them know that the move across the five battleground states to vacate and to make vacuous and void the election that took place in 2020, the real election fraud is to be revealed, and it's well underway to make that revelation. Biden, Harris, and Schumer, and Pelosi all know that the coup to overthrow the Trump presidency will soon be uncovered, and so they're making fast tracks to do all they can to destroy all they can before the eyes are open for the general public. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that Biden has done that was very quiet, nothing's been said, news media has rarely covered it, if any. 4 years after calling the move a scandal, media don't bat an eye as Biden fires U.S. attorneys. He fired 56 attorney generals across America. And yet when Trump was in and they did just half a dozen or so, all of a sudden you thought the world was coming to an end. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the article, part of the article. Understand the Bitcoin revolution and why it's likely to change the whole world. And that's what they're doing today through getting in, putting into place through the Fed system, the Fed coin system. Ladies and gentlemen, what the Biden administration has done through the Socialist Marxist Communist Party called the Democrats is to try to force every business to make a pledge that the election of 2020 was fair. Here's an article that says, Democracy Pledge to Press Every Business to Declare 2020 Election Was Fair. A progressive activist is pressing American businesses to adopt his opinion and declare to the public that the 2020 election was all legitimate. Glenn Clister, a former federal prosecutor who is now an analyst for NBC News and MSNBC, is promoting his Democracy Pledge. The pledge states, quote, The 2020 presidential election was free, fair, and produced accurate, reliable results, end quote. He says that he's warned that he will publicize the names of any company that declines to adopt his opinion and do not respond. Consumers then can make their purchasing decisions accordingly. In other words, he's wanting to extort all businesses to force business owners, business presidents, and the board of directors in those businesses to make a declaration that the 2020 election was fair and that it was an election that was one that took place legally and put Joe Biden in office. Says, what we're trying to do is, quote, force the hand of companies to declare the election to be legal and binding. Ladies and gentlemen, that sets the stage for what we see taking place across the nation. But Zuckerberg is one of the major ones, ladies and gentlemen, that brought about the unfair election, that brought about the coup to overthrow the American president named Donald J. Trump. And I've got probably 40 or 50 articles. Time won't allow us to touch on but just two or three, a half a dozen of those in the time that we have left on this broadcast. Here's an article that says Zuckerberg grant allowed outsiders to infiltrate the presidential election in Wisconsin. Dateline Madison, Wisconsin. When Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his wife handed out hundreds of millions of dollars last year for a national safe voting initiative, the donation was heralded as vital support to protect American elections and to bolster the democracy during the pandemic. But what the grant money really purchased in battleground states such as Wisconsin was the infiltration of the November presidential election by liberal groups and Democratic activists, according to hundreds of pages of emails and other documents obtained by Wisconsin Spotlight. In the city of Green Bay, which received a total of $1.6 million in grant funding from Zuckerberg, the grant mentor, it was funded to the Center of Tech and Civic Life, a grant mentor, who has worked for several Democratic Party candidates. It was given to access to boxes of, listen, they were given access to boxes of absentee ballots even before the election. The email shows the Green Bay's highly partisan Mayor Eric Genrich, a Democrat, and his staff usurping City Clerk Chris Teske's authority and letting the Zuckerberg Fund grant team take over a clear violation of Wisconsin election statute and the election law experts have said. And it goes on and on and on about the outcome of the election as a result in all of the counties where the Zuckerberg money was spread to make that happen. Here's another article that says, top 100 executives meet to plot against the election integrity laws. Building on Democrats' claim that election integrity laws like Georgia were intended to suppress the minority vote, more than 100 of the nation's top corporate leaders held a Zoom meeting to organize opposition to similar laws that have been introduced in 47 states. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? 47 states have introduced legislation or passed legislation to tighten up on their election laws. The gathering was an enthusiastic volunteer statement of defiance against threats of reprisals from exercising their patriotic voices, they called it. They're showing a disdain for these political attacks. Not only are they fortifying each other, but they see this as spreading a disease of voter restriction from Georgia up to possibly 46 other states. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, all the states that are introducing and are passing legislation that protects the laws protects the election, gives integrity in election. We have the major corporate entities that are calling it repression of votes, trying to force these states not to do so. Arizona, ladies and gentlemen, Arizona, Wisconsin, New Hampshire, Georgia, et cetera, the top four of the states in the nation that are doing something about the stolen election, the stolen election. Here's an article that says the unholy trinity that hides election fraud truth from the people. The American public deserves the truth from its politicians, from any and all media. This should be a non-controversial statement, but it is controversial, apparently. Not only are we not being told the truth, we're being prevented from hearing the truth told to us by anyone who has it or is actively seeking it. We're increasingly unable to even access information that we could form our own independent assessments of what has taken place. This is appalling, and we must demand that it stop. Our national press has long history of keeping the truth from us and even telling us outright lies when doing so fits the preferred narrative and it helps the preferred political candidate. This press manipulation of the flow of information has been exposed time and time again. And it goes on to talk about the talk radio shows and the big tech and the media that they are hiding the truth from Americans. But ladies and gentlemen, in Maricopa County alone, in the state of Arizona, 2.1 million votes are being hand recounted, and unknown to the general public, unknown apparently to the ones that tried to steal the election and brought about the coup, did not realize that they were indelibly imprinted in the absentee ballots in particular, watermarks that would prevent anybody from seeing them, but knowing they're there. They're now scanning those ballots to make sure that they were legal ballots, number one. Number two, they're comparing signatures by hand. And in the state of Georgia, they're now talking about having canvassers going door to door with the copies of the absentee ballots and saying, Ms. Jones, is this your signature? Ms. Jones, is this the way you voted? Is this your ballot? As a result of what's happening, ladies and gentlemen, in Arizona, as a result of what's happening in Georgia and New Hampshire and Wisconsin, ladies and gentlemen, the Wisconsin Elections Commission is now charged with violating the U.S. Constitution in the 2020 election. There's a suit outstanding, multiple suits in each of these states. And ladies and gentlemen, it is my prayer, it is my desire to see the truth be vindicated and for we the people to understand that we are correct, that the election was stolen, that Joe Biden is an illegal, unconstitutionally elected president, that Joe Biden is the fraud, and that we the people need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. As long as we have breath in our bodies as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we need to be salt and light as Jesus has charged us with, that we might save our nation, because if we do not, our constitutional liberties, our liberty and freedom are gone. Thank you for joining Let's Face the Issues today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
21 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.